We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The Cardinals are playing right now. Our friend Scott Jennings is on to talk some politics, but of course he is a huge St. Louis Cardinals fan, and shame on you and your negativity for sending that meme to me a little while ago this afternoon that says, thank you, fans. St. Louis Cardinals eliminated already because they went down 5-0 very quickly this afternoon. I guess 5-1. It is 7-1 at this point. We're just having a little fun with the Cardinals, Scott, but I'm a little nervous to say the least, right?
We have two hits. They're both by the same player,
Goldschmidt.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Yes.
And our opening, there's three hits. He just got another one.
Yep.
So he's the only guy with a hit today. And our opening day starter was not available, so our other guy did not pitch very well. Although it is the Dodgers, the first three batters in their line, it's like three MVPs in a row.
I know, and Freddie Freeman just crushed a home run earlier, but it's funny because ironically, I've been very worried about Goldschmidt just because his bat was so quiet in spring training. We know that that's happened before. You know, he gets into a groove, but he's getting older, and you start to worry about that. Maybe those fears have been allayed just a little bit. But look, you know, the thing that I've heard from a lot of fans, and I don't know your position on this, the Jordan Montgomery thing kind of stings right now because that was a possibility.
Yeah. I mean, I guess what we don't really know is what was going on behind the scenes in terms of timing and how, you know, when did his disposition on a long-term deal change. But you put him in that rotation with Sonny Gray, and okay, all of a sudden it feels a little bit better now without Sonny. And I don't know. I'm very worried. I'm concerned. And this is someone who obviously watches or listens to every single game. And so,
a lot of us are concerned. Right.
And I
couldn't wait, and I can't wait. I'm going to be with these games listening and watching, but it gets distressing when you think about, you know, problems that weren't fixed. Like I had a friend of mine, my friend Mo Lewis in Columbia, Missouri, who does radio. He's the morning guy at BXR in Columbia. He says he's trying to be positive, and I appreciate that because he's a big fan. We were at game 6 in 2011 together. That was epic. He goes, Victor Scott turns into Vince Coleman. Mason Wynn starts hitting like Renteria. Arenado and Goldschmidt play like the all-stars they are, and the pitching gets better than we think it will be. Maybe we have a chance. And what I said was, I think all that is going to happen except the pitching, which makes us the Cincinnati Reds, essentially.
I know, and even the Reds had a great opening day start today from their guy at Montaz, and so of course they're beating up on a worse team, the Nationals today. I did see some things today. I liked Victor Scott looked very, very comfortable and natural running around center field, and he stole a base today, which is great. So there were a few things in there that Goldie getting off the cold streak. So, you know, try to pick a silver lining out of a day like today. But this is tough. Four against the Dodgers, three against the Padres. This is a rough way to start a season when you're a little shorthanded to begin with.
Well, we'll hope for better things. And if you can just try to somehow go 500 or even maybe just a couple of games below in the month of April, and then try to move on from there. But we'll see. Well, plenty of time to talk baseball, and we hope to see you here in St. Louis, Scott, for a game very, very soon. Let's talk some issues here of the week. And let me start with the Ronald McDaniel situation, what your thoughts are on that, because that was a whirlwind, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the reporting on it really does make NBC look terrible. You know, they recruited her to do this, then they recruited her again to do MSNBC and pay her more money, and then they let the talent over there really bully them into reversing their decision. I mean, they're going to have to pay Ronda McDaniel. They got a signed contract, and so I hope she gets her money. It is kind of crazy, though, when you think about that the sitting Republican National Committee chairman, or at least the most recent one, is not allowed to appear on the airwaves of NBC. And I mean, she got booked on Meet the Press for an interview before she was named a paid contributor. So you obviously didn't have any trouble putting her on for that. So what's the difference? And really, it shows a lack of tolerance for, you know, essentially the viewpoints held by half the country.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, and I think it does. And this is part of the problem with the media overall. And I talk about it all the time. We address some of the bias today. It's just the, you know, the way that these organizations, many of the mainstream organizations, are run. And I point toward omission a lot and some of the things that they don't tell us on a regular basis, which concerns me all the time. Let's see if you think this is a significant juxtaposition, Scott Jennings. You have the former president of the United States in Massapequa, New York, for the funeral. I guess it was the wake of this officer who was brutally shot and killed beneath his, you know, bulletproof vest the other night during a routine traffic stop. And you have the current president in New York City with a bunch of elites raising $25 million tonight. How's that going to play politically?
Well, it certainly is an interesting split screen today. By the way, the person who shot the cop apparently has a long, long record of arrests.
Yeah, 21 arrests, right.
I mean, you know, most Americans look at that and say, how can somebody get arrested 21 times and not be perpetually incarcerated? How is that even possible? And that's exactly what Donald Trump and the Republicans point to when they say we have to have a return to law and order. It's like, look, we don't want to put everybody in jail, but we'd certainly like to put the people in jail who belong there, and we need to keep them there, these violent criminals who somehow find their way out. I think this Biden fundraiser is an expected thing. You know, obviously Obama loves to campaign and loves to raise money. What I can't figure out is why they keep including Bill Clinton in these things. I don't know how this guy, given the nature of our politics today and the nature of the Democratic Party, is not fully canceled. And are you not a massive hypocrite by rolling out Bill Clinton? And then when you say what you say about Republicans or Donald Trump or whatever else, I mean, you're up there with Bill Clinton. Give me a break.
Well, yeah. And I've seen some ruminations of Clinton and Obama behind the scenes. Is there some back channeling going on? I mean, at this point, we've talked about this for so long. This is the race, Jennings, right? So it is what it is. And it doesn't seem like the White House is going to back off anything and go in a different direction on some of these issues.
No, I mean they're all in, and I think they're going to run a fully partisan race, a nasty race. They're not going to have anything for the middle of the country. They're not going to have anything to reach out to. I mean, there's probably, you know, more than a handful of disaffected Republicans out there that are uncomfortable with Donald Trump. Joe Biden's got nothing for them. He's got nothing for them. This is a fully full-blown partisan get out the vote for Democrats and Democrats only. It's what the State of the Union was. And I think that's what you're really going to see for the whole campaign. And for Trump, you know, he's got most of his party locked up. And what he's going to do, I think, is try to steal some of these working class, you know, voters. If you look at some of the national polling,
I don't think it's
going to
be that hard.
Week,
it won't be that difficult, right?
It's the splits on working class people, non-college versus college. Non-college educated voters, working class Americans, are livid with Joe Biden, and they're looking for something else. And it's not just whites. It's Hispanic voters. It's black voters. Basically, if you get up and go to work and, you know, trying to make a living in this country, you're not happy with what Joe Biden has done to your personal situation. And you may be looking for a different answer here in this presidential election. So that's the Trump plan. It seems like the Biden plan is just turn out as many Democrats as possible and see what happens.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.